free, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to my birthday bash show. Indeed, I am 64. Thus, the Beatles song. Hope you enjoyed it. I want to welcome all of you tonight, those of you who are listening now live or in the chat room on the switchboard or in the archives. You can access my page here on my radio show after it airs with the same link I shared with you if you want to call in for a prayer request. The number is 1-347-850-1527, and I'll be taking prayer requests at the end of the show and be glad to pray for all of you there. Mama Joyce had a celebration last Saturday, the 9th of January, which was my official birthday, and I want to thank all of you and just let you know how much I love and appreciate you, each one of you. God bless you for loving me and showing me so much love, because I love love. Anyway, once again, I want to thank you. I want to make some announcements, and then we'll get on with the show. I have some wonderful stories to share with you, and I have some beautiful music that warms the cockles of your heart. So having said that, I do want to ask you to please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public, and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out and tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Also, I'd like you to support and pray for Chaplain Steve. He is a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology. Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through life's challenges. You can contact Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at SanDiegoWorkplaceChaplains.com. He is also a Christian-based bail bondsman in San Diego, Southern California area, and you can get him at the same number as 1-800-539-6143. He has a wonderful, wonderful heart to help people. And we, you know, maybe you know somebody who got himself in a little trouble or herself, and they need someone to help turn him around as well as bail him out of jail. So Chaplain Steve is your guy. Also, I'd like to announce that Matt is the one who does my intro to the show, and he has a website, mattspeaking.com. I want to thank him. Also, I have a website, angeloflovministry.com. Go there, check it out, check out my blog, and leave a little message that you've been there in my little email box there. I have a guest book that you could sign. Also, Mama Joyce supports our precious veterans, ndvets.org, newdirectionsinc.org. On Wilshire Boulevard, they help all of our precious veterans in Los Angeles area, Southern California, get back on their feet. So I also support the Wounded Warrior Project. .org. Our precious veterans have come back. They need our support in many ways, not just monetarily, but with our love and prayers and time and donations. So please check out Wounded Warrior Project. And of course, NoKidHungry.org, ShareOurStrength.org. No child should be hungry in America. Also, I do want to promote HopeMill.com. This is a place that donates to Mama Joyce care packages, backpacks, and courtesy bags for our precious homeless that are on the streets. And they've been very supportive of Mama Joyce, and I do indeed want to support them in their endeavors. So please go to HopeMill.com. And see what you could do about becoming involved. They need backpacks, and they need toiletry items. You can do a fundraiser to get the items. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. Money does help, of course, but there's items that they could use to fill the backpacks and the courtesy bags with. So please check out HopeMill.com. Thank you so much for that. And, of course, we have craftcollaborations.com, and I'm telling you, this is a wonderful, wonderful place if you want to get some items and support American-made products. That's craftcollaborations.com. And of course, our brother George Vincent and Rick Irvin are promoting a movie, heavenlydeposit.com. And they're going to start shooting it and producing the movie in April of this year. So please check out heavenlydeposit.com and see what you can do about supporting that endeavor. Also, don't forget the California State Firefighters Association. God bless them and our first responders. We love them and we want to support them and encourage all of you to do something to make a difference in a positive way in our lives, in their lives. They just put their lives on the line each and every day, you know. So I want to encourage you to please support our firefighters. And I also am going to go into this mode where I want you to, I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of trying to concentrate on when I'm doing two things at once, walking and chewing gum at the same time. That's hard. Anyway, I was trying to get together a little music for you here. And what it is Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole. If you remember, not too long ago, Natalie had passed away, succumbed to a heart attack, and she was battling her Hep C. So she's with her dad in heaven, and they're serenading the Lord. So I do want to play this song, Unforgettable, by Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole. Enjoy, and God bless.
I'd like to have someone join me on this next song, someone who I'm sure needs no introduction, because the first word says it all.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Unforgettable, so near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore,
and forevermore,
that's how you'll stay,
that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible
that someone so unforgettable
thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Telling you, they're both legends in their own time. We miss them. And I want to just thank you all for listening to my show over the years and being so supportive and loving. I appreciate it. And I want you to know that my walk with Christ is one that has kept me going all these years. If I didn't have my relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ, I don't know what I'd do. You know, there's a lot of times, folks, that we go through things and we say, where is God in this? Why is God allowing this to happen and such? But you know something? If you are a believer and you love the Lord, He works everything together for your good, like it says in Romans 8:28. He does. And I'm here to tell you that He does. He cares deeply about each and every one of us. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have to suffer or go through things that are painful. But he's with us every step of the way. And there is a purpose for it. We may not understand it. We may understand it or we may not understand it. But the thing is to trust him that he will see us through. He never leaves us or forsakes us. Even times, sometimes we lose hope or we may even lose our faith. But as long as we don't remain there, we are human. He understands that, but he loves us. And he does see us through. I have quite a testimony that I've been through a lot myself over the years, especially in my youth growing up. And the past 35 years, I've been very blessed to serve the Lord and raise my son myself and help my parents until they passed away. So I've been very blessed to be used by the Lord, and today I have an announcement. I'm very excited. I was able to pick up an ongoing donation of pastries and cakes once a week on Saturdays from a local grocery store. And I used to do that for many years. It ended in 2008 when Vons closed their door in Burbank and Sprouts opened up. So now another store has enlisted the services of Mama Joyce once a week, and I can distribute those amongst those who need. And I fill up my little car and go around town and distribute some to the church and some to the homeless and some to our precious veterans, low-income people. So I feel very blessed that God has opened this door for me, and I'm able to share this with others. And I, you know, one thing I do want you all to keep in mind, if you're going to give something to the homeless or the veterans or low-income people, let's keep in mind that when we ask God for something, he gives us the very best. So we should give these precious ones, because he said when you do it to the least of these, you're doing it unto him. So let's give the very best. Let's not give soiled or torn clothes or blankets that are so tattered, you know. Let's give them the very best. If we're in a position to give something new, that's great. But if you're not, then give something that's in good shape. Because otherwise, that's like a slap in the face. It's like saying, you know, this is what you deserve because you're homeless. You know, we got to get out of that mindset, folks. They need love every bit of the way we do. All of us need love. All of us need forgiveness and understanding and compassion. So let's learn the attributes of God through reading of the Word, the Holy Bible, and applying it to our lives. You know, I am, like I said, I'm 64, and many, many years ago on Merv Griffin, if you remember that show, he had somebody called Moms Mabley, and she was very, very funny. She a little bit had some jokes that were not too terrific, but she had a different side of her, too. And she sang this song. They're going to introduce her. I got the audio from YouTube, and they're going to introduce her on this song that she's going to sing about Martin, Luther, and John. And I think it's very apropos because we have Martin Luther King's birthday, Jr., coming up Monday. So I wanted to play this song, and I really love her. And she had a side of her that really loved the Lord. So I want to play this, and I hope you'll enjoy it. This is Moms Mabley.
This is the backside of Moms Mabley, her new album on Mercury. I don't think I'll turn it around.
Play it around, Mert.
No. I'm chicken, Moms. But it's a terrific stuff you really can't do on the show here.
Oh, yeah. Do it anyway.
Ah.
I want all my children to buy my records at all times.
Ah, okay.
They'll find a place for them. You ain't gonna hear nothing you ain't gonna hear in the street.
Yeah. Moms, there's a little excitement in your life, though, with recording.
Yes, since I saw you, Merv, it is.
I've been hearing it all summer, and it's sensational. You have the number 2 record in the country right now.
Yeah.
Will you do it for us?
No,
I thought you were going to say no. Will you? I love it. Here's Mom's Maybe.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die-o. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die-o. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend Martin Luther? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die-o. I just looked around and he was gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday soon. Oh, it's got to be one day. Has anybody here seen my little Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking over the hill with Abraham, Martin, and John. They were going home. They were just going home. They were just going home.
Mom's Maybe.
Ah, that's
awesome. Just awesome. I hope you enjoyed that. I don't know if some of you are maybe too young to remember Mom's Maybe. I want to welcome Bill DeFoy into the chat room and on the switchboard. And I also would like people to know that every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time, 99.1theranch.com. You can listen to Bill and his country music and his golden tones in his voice and introducing the music, and he's got a wonderful radio program. And I hope you'll all tune in again that Saturday, every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 99.1theranch.com. You can get it online as well. So please check that out. And once again, I want to welcome you, Bill, for coming to the show tonight. I'm going to play this next song for you. It's Jimmy Durante. I love him. And since it's my birthday bash, I'm going to play the songs I enjoy. And I'm also going to I'll do some prayers at the end, and you're welcome to call in and share a prayer request, or if you'd like to share an uplifting story, I'd love to hear it. And this is called Make Someone Happy by Jimmy Durante.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one, smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it needs you, one girl you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Someone happy, make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Wonderful memory, a nice legacy in his own time as well. I just love all those old tunes and the old movies like Yankee Doodle Dandy, and oh my goodness, they just don't make plays or movies like that anymore. I know they have special effects and all that wonderful things, but it just doesn't hold a candle to yesteryear's wonderful, wonderful movies and plays that they had many years ago. You know, I wanted to mention, too, Randy Travis. We haven't heard much about him in the news or anything, but he is recovering and recuperating, and it's a long road for him. But he's coming along, he's speaking, and he's walking a little. So he did have a stroke, and we want to hold him up in prayer, Randy Travis, of course. So I'm in honor of him, I'm going to play this song, When Mama Prayed. If any of you know, when a mother prays, there's nothing more powerful than mom's prayers. I mean, they reach the heart of God, truly. So I'm going to go ahead and play this for your enjoyment. It's called When Mama Prayed.
For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. I'm praying.
Thank you. Daddy never went to church on Sunday. He said, that's one thing I'll never do. But Mama never gave up. She said, one day he'll be sitting here beside me and you. I can still hear Mama softly talking, her tears falling on her folded hands. So that Easter Sunday, Daddy walked in. That's when I began to understand. When Mama prayed, good things happen. When Mama prayed, lives were changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. Seventeen and while I hit the bottle, doing anything I dang well please, burning down life's highway at full throttle, while Mama burned a candle on her knees. Then one night I came home half sober. I saw Mama kneeling in the den. As I listened, she and Jesus talked it over, and I knew my restless days were about to end. 'Cause when Mama prayed, good things happened. When Mama prayed, lives were changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. It isn't like every one of them got answered, but the times they weren't, seems to me, were rare. You almost felt sorry for the devil, 'cause heaven knows he didn't have a prayer. When Mama prayed, much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. Crumbled all away when Mama prayed.
Beautiful. That's Randy Travis, and our prayers and thoughts go out to the Travis family and all the loved ones and fans. And Randy, we love you and we support you, and we know one day you're going to surprise us with being back in the saddle again, like Gene Autry used to say, and you'll be singing before you know it. Just know lots of people are praying for you, and we love you and we support you 100%. You know, this next audio clip I'm going to play is of one of our past presidents. His name is Ronald Reagan. And this is when One Nation Under God was enforced, I suppose. That's what we are. And regardless of what's going on in the world today with all the politics and elections and all that type of thing, we still are one nation under God, and there's many of us who, you know, are believers, and we're praying for our nation that we get the right person in, that God would have lead us in the country and bring our United States of America back to the knowledge of God and acknowledgement and embrace God and his ways. This is a Christian nation. It's, we have the freedom to worship however we want to, the freedom, the American dream, as they say. But this was based on our forefathers saying that this is one nation under God, and we shouldn't be pointing the finger or hurting anybody because they believe differently than we do. However, we should also not force, or nobody should force, their beliefs or their ways on anybody else. Now, if you want to have a nation that worships Muhammad or Buddha, that isn't the United States of America. We just don't do that here. We have people who do that here, but this indeed is one nation under God. And like I said, we have the freedom to choose how you know, ever you want to worship. But having said that, I want to play this Ronald Reagan speech to you because it's very profound, and it really it speaks truth. So I hope you'll enjoy. Whether you voted for him or not, or like him or not, is irrelevant. But the words that he says and the heartfelt message is something that needs to be shared.
Someone asked me whether I was aware of all the people out there who were praying for the president. And I had to say, yes, I am. I felt it. I believe in intercessionary prayer. But I couldn't help but say to that questioner after, that sometimes when he was praying, he got a busy signal. It was just me in there ahead of him. I think I understand how Abraham Lincoln felt when he said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible, that we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny. I've said that we must be cautious in claiming God is on our side. I think the real question we must answer is, are we on his side? No matter where we live, we have a promise that can make all the difference. A promise from Jesus to soothe our sorrows, heal our hearts, and drive away our fears. He promised there will never be a dark night that does not end. Our weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He promised if our hearts are true, his love will be as sure as sunlight. And by dying for us, Jesus showed how far our love should be ready to go. All the way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We all praise God. Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths, and to say their entertainment, or their idea of entertainment, is sex and violence and crime is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that we were, each of us, put here for a reason, that there is a plan, somehow a divine plan for all of us. I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way. Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver. We'll never find every answer, solve every problem, or heal every wound, but we can do a lot if we walk together down that one path that we know provides real hope. The morality and values such faith implies are deeply embedded in our national character. Our country embraces those principles by design, and we abandon them at our peril. My experience in this office I hold has only deepened a belief I've held for many years. Within the covers of that single book are all the answers to all the problems that face us today if we'd only read and believe.
Isn't that beautiful? That was Ronald Reagan. You know, I just, I'm so blessed to have that audio because it's so meaningful, especially now. You know, when we face such diversity when it comes to politics and everything. I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope the music choices and the audios that I share with you warm your heart and give you thought-provoking ideas. You know, there's a young man named Jeff Bethke, and he did a piece on Jesus versus religion. And I want to play this, and then I don't want to forget to pray. I want you to know that I'm going to pray for all of you towards the end of the show. But I do want to play this because it's very important. A lot of people get religion and Jesus, relationship with Jesus, mixed up. And I hope this will inspire you.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? Tell single moms God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now I ain't judging, I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be onto me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people, it's a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failure, I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me, it depends on Him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, He looked down and said, I want that man. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it he called him fool. Don't you see, so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let him in? See, remember, he was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention. How Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do, Jesus says done. Religion says slave, Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different claims. Religion is man searching for God. Christianity is God searching for man. Which is why salvation is freely mine, and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because he took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down his face. He took what we all deserve. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, he yelled, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because when he was dangling on that cross, he was thinking of you. And he absorbed all your sin, and he buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there's room. So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, I believe he meant it.
That is food for thought, my friends. Food for thought. I'm going to say a special prayer for everybody listening tonight. And those who need prayer, who may not be listening, but they need prayer. And then I'm going to take us out with something from Wynonna Judd. I just love her, and she's a very special lady, and she has a beautiful heart for the Lord, and she's got a special message through her song. So I will end the show with that. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We have about 12 minutes left on the show, and once again, I'm going to pray for everybody, and then we'll play Wynonna Judd, and please tune in Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and don't forget to listen to our friend Bill DeFoy on The Ranch 99.1. TheRanch.com. You can listen to him on the radio or in your car, or you could certainly listen on the internet as well. So having said that, I just want to lift up, first of all, I want to invite God here and in our midst. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, thank you for blessing this show tonight and being ever present. We lift up all of those tonight who need healing. We need Roger and Marianne and Stephen and Terry. We have so many that need healing. Even Mama Joyce needs a healing touch tonight. And all of you out there, our special, special veterans, our God bless them, and our military who are putting their lives on the line every day, and our firefighters and first responders. Please, Lord, we lift them up to you. We ask that you meet every need that they have. Put a hedge of protection around each and every one of them and their loved ones. Keep them safe and protected. Reach from heaven and heal them and touch them, Father, as only you could do. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. So I'm asking that you do that. All those who need healing tonight, receive a healing from the Lord according to his perfect time and way. And Lord, I lift up those who are having challenges with maybe jobs or careers, finances or relationships. And I lift them all up to you tonight. You know who they are, even though I may not know their names, Father, but you know who they are. And Lord, I lift them up to you tonight. And I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit and meet their needs, Father. Meet their needs. And thank you for that, Father. And I ask special blessings tonight on Bill DeFoy, who's been so much of a good friend of mine and a trooper, supporting and listening to the show. And I know Marianne is listening too. Father, special blessings on her. Continue to touch her and heal her tonight. And Terry and Marlene and all those who need healing, like I said, in my church as well. And Lord Jesus, I lift up especially once again Randy Travis to you and ask that you heal him and continue to bring him along and just bless him and his family. And thank you for the music that he's given us. And thank you for the release of the hostages that we've had, especially Pastor Saeed, who's been martyred for his Christian faith, and now he's been released. So we pray for his recovery. And we pray for the United States of America as well. We invite you, God, back into the United States of America. We ask that you heal our land, Father, and put your hand back on us. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for Israel and all its people, Father God. We just ask special blessings on Israel, Father, and all of our military and their loved ones. Keep them safe and protected at all times. Father God, thank you for this radio show. May you be blessed and glorified. Put your words in my mouth, your thoughts in my mind, and your deep love in my heart. God bless each and every one of you tonight. And I thank you once again for listening to the show. And please listen to this very special message and song from Wynonna Judd. God bless you.
Recently discovered that I'm more than a chick singer. Took me a long time. But that I'm a child of God. And the reason I say that is because for so many years my identity was being on stage. I love what I do. But I'm not sure that I love who I was. But then one day I woke up and realized I didn't have to worry. Somebody loved me. And to the world I'm one, but to one I'm the world. Think about it. And I'm not preaching, I'm just teaching. Because the road has been long. The journey has been up and down and all around, like the roller coaster ride. But I would take nothing for that journey now. My heart has been broken so many times, but Mom recently said, honey, let him see the brokenness. Let him see the cracks in your armor. That's how the light gets out. And so this next song saved me through a time. You know how music does that? How you walk through that time, and there's always a song there. Well, after my father died, I never met him. I went through a real period of not really sure of what to do next. You know those times in your life when you know how to work, you know how to get up in the morning, but when the quiet stillness of the night comes, you kind of sit there and go, well, is this what it's all about? And in a flash, I realized that though I never got to meet my earthly father, I will meet my heavenly father. And I believe that, and I'm going to just say it because it's my show. And then I heard this next song, and it blew my soul wide open. And it became my anthem during that time. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only surrounded by
What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I say hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I say hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
Thank you all for listening tonight. Got about a minute and a half left on the show, but I just wanted to say I love you, and I'm grateful that all of you are in my life who listen and who are in, know me personally. I just appreciate you and love you deeply. I'm going to take us out with this song here, and by Casting Crowns, and indeed I have learned to praise the Lord even in the storm. Not easy, folks, but he loves us so much, and if we can accomplish that, it'd be great. God bless you all tonight. Good night.
Have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again I say amen, and it's still raining but as the thunder rolls. I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder